Good morning, I'm Adora Udoji, and you're listening to The Takeaway.
I'm Catherine Lanfer, in for John Hockenberry. We're going to turn now to Gabriel Gatehouse. He is a BBC correspondent who is reporting to us live from Tbilisi. You might have known that we have some moving news reports this morning saying that Russian tanks are moving even further into Georgia. In fact, are on the road to Tbilisi. Gabriel, what's going on there?
Well, I can tell you that a BBC colleague of mine who was near the town of Gori, which is close to the de facto border with South Ossetia, saw around 60 Russian armoured vehicles, including tanks and armoured personnel carriers, moving through that town, which is within Georgian territory, and getting onto the road which heads south towards Tbilisi. My colleagues then went south along that road themselves for about 15 minutes, whereupon they came upon a Georgian checkpoint which had around 20 Georgian military vehicles in it. Now that's the freshest information I can give you. From that I would deduce that there is a Russian force within Georgia at the moment, about 15 minutes away from a number of Georgian army vehicles. I should say that we've just had this information through from our Moscow bureau. A Kremlin source there has denied that any Russian troops are headed for Tbilisi.
Well, in fact, Gabriel, one of my questions is, are they making a distinction between Russian troops and the troops of South Ossetia?
Yes, I think these are specifically Russian troops that we're talking about here. They're a mixture of peacekeepers and troops that have been sent in during the latest incidents of fighting. So I think we're talking about Russian troops here, not South Ossetian.
All right. And also, President Saakashvili of Georgia has been on CNN now for something like 17 minutes. And among the things he's saying is that they will defend, of course, the capital of Georgia, Tbilisi. How much danger is Tbilisi in, do you think? How much danger are you in?
Well, it's difficult to tell. This town has come under a few airstrikes over the past few days. There hasn't been much damage in the capital, unlike in some other parts, notably that town of Gori, and then, of course, the town of Trinvali, the capital of South Ossetia, came under very heavy bombardment. It's hard to tell. Again, the Kremlin is saying that it's not headed for Tbilisi. The Georgian government seems to think they are. They've been saying for the past while that they are ready to defend the capital. I have to say 2 days ago I was part of a witness to a flight by the Georgian army from Gori southwards towards Tbilisi. It was very chaotic. There were all kinds of Georgian army vehicles heading southwards with almost no command structure whatsoever. Soldiers in all kinds of civilian vehicles also heading south in a panicked fashion. I saw armoured personnel carriers dragging pieces of artillery down a civilian motorway. So it's hard to say what kind of order the Georgian military is in at the moment.
Okay, Gabriel, very, very quickly, succinctly, what are you hearing from the people of Gori? Excuse me, what are you hearing from the people of Tbilisi?
The people in Tbilisi, I would say the mood here this morning when I went around the market was somber but defiant. It's a day of mourning here. This was before we heard the news that troops might be heading south. It's a day of mourning here for what the government says is 175 of their citizens dead, but also defiant in the face of what they
Thank
see as
you.
Russian aggression.
Gabriel Gatehouse, BBC correspondent, speaking to us from Tbilisi, Georgia.